So this retention, not having a high retention in your business of employees, how does it affect the other employees who are with you?
Well, the other employees, they actually realize, and some of them, they point out that it's frustrating because they work hard and they see somebody who doesn't want to work. They say, "What is their problem?
Right.
This job is not that sacrificing like in other places. They don't treat us wrong. Like, I don't understand." So they actually sometimes it's been a really positive side,
Right.
because even my staff members, they start taking it more personal, and they feel part of the business, and they say, "I don't want it to go down. I don't want it to lose. I don't know why they don't see it, but here we have a future, and I love what I do."
Right. So why do you feel that these new employees who come and go don't sense that? I mean, when they talk to other employees, they must be hearing all the positive stuff, right? Why I ask Sebastian is
Oh,
because
it's more.
this is a problem that's global. It's happening everywhere,
Yes.
you know?
One of the things that I realize is a little bit of a culture, and I think it's a tendency that is going around the world.
Right.
And my point of view is that people, when they find hardworking jobs and where they actually have to sacrifice something, they feel that it's too challenging and they don't want to.
Right.
Because they don't want to have that challenge, they don't want to have the sacrifice. And they just want the commodities. So right now, what's seen in the United States, as seen in Europe, is that people are taking a little bit more of a democratic liberal idea,
Right.
where they say, "We're going to take it from the rich, give it to the poor." They say, "If I can work less and get more money, that actually works for me." So it's more the ideology and the concept that people, they want to work less hours, they don't want to have the challenge or to do the effort, but they want to win a lot of money and be able to make big money from out of the blue.
Right. Yeah, I see that happening. Even in Asia, it's the same. In fact, let me say where I come from. In India, there are so many people from the interiors of the country that are now coming to the major cities. And we're noticing a trend, or like you said, a culture of wanting everything very fast. And so they're not willing to put in the hard work that's required, but want the same salaries, and that's the new challenge that restaurateurs across the world are going to face, because that's not going to change. And so
Exactly.
how do you get these people, because you still need them for your business? How do you get them engaged? How do you get them to get involved and stay with you? I mean, have you come up with any solutions that worked for you?
Well, one of the solutions that has worked really well for me is that here in Ecuador, I charge the 10% of service on the bill.
Right.
And which, as an owner, I don't get any part of it. All that is the service tips that I pay them every by half of the month.
Right.
So I always tell them, when you come to work here, you win the basic salary. However, if you help me sell more, and if we sell more products, and we actually make this better, and we have a higher rotation of clients, and they want to come back and they consume, your 10% is better. So you want to win $1,000, you want to win $200 more or $300 more, fine. Help me work the business. Help me to make it better, because that's the way you get more money. So that has to actually be one of the strategies that has worked very well for me. And the second one that I actually have developed is self-empowerment. So when they come here, I do the menus, because all the art designs, the logo, everything I do myself. So I always show them, it's like, "What do you think? Is the writing is good? How you see the image? What do you think about the new menu? Should we change something? How is the price?" So I make them to feel involved with the business and to know that even their opinions or the way that they actually view things is personal. So
Right.
they actually can know that they feel part of the team, that they actually are part of what they're doing here. They're
Right.
not just working, they're actually part of a family, of a team.
Right. I was speaking to someone else, who owns a few restaurants in San Francisco, and the same topic came up, which was, what does it really take to retain your employees? And my biggest learning was involving them in the business, making them feel valued, that their opinion is valued, that they matter. And that came up
Yes.
number one on the list, and money was number three or four. And as long as they feel or felt involved and that they mattered and that what they said was heard. Now, whether we owners do something about it or not is separate, but at least you heard them. That was number one. And
Yes.
I really saw my retention. I had a retention issue so bad that 5 out of 10 staff left every month. It was very bad. And it took me a long time to understand that I cannot treat the employees like a number, and I have to involve them in my business, and take care of them and hear them and make them feel safe. And when I figured that out, and this is all for free, you don't have to spend money doing this. I mean, you're already doing it. It's fantastic. And on top of that, you're already giving an incentive program, which takes care of the additional income. So I think you've pretty much got discovered, but do you still see, after doing all of this, do you still see retention being a challenge?
Yes, sometimes it does, especially because of the culture as we're talking about. People, they don't want to do hard
Right,
work,
right. You
even
got
though they're doing all this, but the people still want to be able to more money and do the less that they can.
Right.
For example, and that has become another, which has developed one of the major challenges that I had here in Ecuador, was in the marketing area. When I started the business, I was in a different location, more commercial place, and business was not going well. What I found out is that each country is different. Each place has a different marketing point of view. Here in Ecuador, where I work, it's because I changed the business to a more residential area with parking space, but with a big garden where they can actually let their kids go and play and all that. That ha helped me develop.
Right.
And the professional, and we're looking for staff in marketing, that also has been very, very key point. Because people, when they come here, they say, okay, he's a great chef, he's a great hotelier, I can learn a lot about him, however, he's a perfectionist. And so when they hear perfection, they actually freak out and they don't actually want to be perfect. They just want to say, I just want to go win my money.
Yeah.
But the people who actually have stayed with me, they say, I love it because I can learn from you. I'm involved with it. I help them finish, some of them, they actually finish already their university degrees. Or one of the staff members, she left, but came back because she said, you know what, I want to do an internship in San Francisco. Can you write me a letter? I was like, of course. I wrote her a recommendation letter. When she sent it to San Francisco, the people loved the recommendation that I gave her. And, well, luckily, so one of the persons who were there was my friend, and we trained together at the CIA, and they accepted her for the internship. She went, she trained. When she came back, and she was like, I loved it. It was great, thank you for helping me out. She worked for me another year, and then she actually decided to quit, but not because she didn't like the job, because she said that she wanted to actually pursue her dreams, open her own business, and grow as I did. And I've
Right.
been supporting her until now. I go to visit her, and she comes to visit me